Hello, everybody. Welcome to VSpeaks Conversations with Heart and Soul. My name is Lisa Burwell. I'm your host today, and I'm super excited to have a great conversation with Demetrius Fuller. He is the maestro and the founder of Symphonia Gulf Coast, and he is also the director, executive director of the Maddie Kelly Arts Foundation. Mm-hmm. And he seamlessly does both of these jobs, which are very intense, effortlessly. And we'll get into all that he's got cooking. And he always has something spectacular going on. Demetrius, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Finally,
I know. Well, this is a good one. This is season two. Mm-hmm. And I kind of viewed season one for this podcast as kind of beta, you know, just to work out the kinks and see how it worked and did people like listening to it and watching it. And now we're taking it to the next level.
Well, congrats, because it's been a much needed source of creativity and community connectedness, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, it kind of was spawned by the podcast where like probably all of us felt similarly in that we could become invisible because mm-hmm. we really couldn't connect and see people. And if you didn't figure out a way to still like be connected, then, you know, for our business, I didn't know, like, I just knew we needed a shot in the arm because who wants to buy paper in the pandemic when, right. You know.
Well, and you just were able to instantly connect to people, and that's great.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Good. So many good relationships over the years and that, you know, foster good content for this medium, with you being one of them, because we have a lot of history. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of yours. And I
likewise.
Thank you. And I have always marveled at how at 29 years of age, you founded Symphonia Gulf Coast and are, you know, the maestro, the conductor, and all that that meant. It was a dream. It was a vision. But you had to do the fundraising, you had to bring it to market, you had to book the talent, and, you know, we're living in Northwest Florida, and you're connecting with people from Broadway in New York and Boston at the Boston Symphony, and you're in Napa back and forth like a rock star, and that is a significant feat. So I want to know how a 29-year-old guy, who I know you speak a lot of language, I think it's five, but I think it might be, is it five?
Yeah.
Okay. So you know I'm a fan, right?
Yes.
He's a very smart guy, everybody, and very talented. And I am just very impressed with you, with what you have been able to accomplish, the people that you've brought here, connectivity, talk about connecting. You were able to bring so much enrichment to our culture and entertainment here that none of us would have been able. It wasn't here before.
Right.
You created.
And that's why we created Symphonia, because it came out of a community need, because it didn't exist in the capacity that I knew it could exist. There were arts organizations surely from the you know, beginning of time here, but they all do their great job. Look at the CAA with what they've done with songwriters. I mean, it's brilliant.
Right.
And
it's
really
brilliant.
Put 30A on the map.
It has.
For a lot of things. And then, you know, just different things. Of course, the Maddie Kelly Arts Foundation is almost 30 years old. And they've been doing what they've done in the community for all of those years. There are so many nonprofits and in the arts here that do a great job and really fill a niche. Mm-hmm. But when we started Symphonia, I wanted it to be very specific. It needed to be music. It needed to be music education outreach, because that was something, and unfortunately still to today, that is much needed in the schools, and it's not always supported. We're more fortunate in this area than many areas of the country, mm-hmm. where it's just gone away completely.
Right.
You know? And it's just without culture, what is a community? What is a civilization without culture? On whatever level, you know?
Exactly.
It doesn't have to be, everything doesn't have to be on the level of a grand scale like the New York Philharmonic or the Metropolitan mm-hmm. Opera. But if we can bring just a little bit of it to the beach and make a difference and have kids affected and have community members affected, the engagement is just so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you've done that and then some for sure. So Demetrius, tell me some of your favorite entertainers that you've ever booked.
Well, I mean, I have to start from the get-go with Bernadette Peters is our very first artist that we booked. Not just our very first artist, but our very first concert of Sinfonia Gulf Coast. And so given that what we were doing, the scale of it, and the fact that we had to start with a bang, I mean, she's a pretty big bang.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, go big or go home. She has the hair to prove it, too. So,
she does, yeah.
So she was incredible. We did two concerts here in Destin and also in Panama City, and Sinfonia was born. And some of the other artists that we were able to get have just been mind-blowing to me in terms of being able to secure them and bring them here. Mm-hmm. Roberta Flack,
mm-hmm.
and Kristen Chenoweth, Patti LuPone. We've had
Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle just this year.
Yeah.
She was fun. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And sweet. Just turned 78 the week before she came here. And you would never know. She has the energy of a 30-year-old.
Wow.
And she sang. She was contracted to sing for 75 minutes straight.
Wow.
She sang for 110.
Wow.
And I had to like tell her that it was time for her to go.
Okay.
Because, you know, everybody needed to leave.
Oh, lights.
And she
last
was,
call?
Yeah, you know, we're like, last call on Patti LaBelle. Come on.
Okay.
We love you, but it's time to go home. It's time to go to the house.
What venue was that?
It was at Sandestin in the Magnolia Ballroom.
Yeah.
And so, you know, on that spectrum with those amazing artists, the classical world, we've been so fortunate to have some great, great people as well. Chris Brubeck, Dave Brubeck's son, who we've had a great partnership with and commissioned and co-commissioned different pieces of his. Including the Brothers in the Arts, which is the contingency from the 70th anniversary of D-Day,
mm-hmm.
and bringing over the Frenchies, as we call them, the little band that was featured in that piece, and they all came from France. And it was just fun, and it was really a great melding of artistic communities.
Mm-hmm.
And for education, we have our annual Link Up program, which is for third through fifth graders, and it's in partnership with Carnegie Hall. And it's a literally a nine-month school curriculum. So in many cases, as sad as it is, but as great as it is at the same time, this is the only music and arts that these kids are getting in some other schools.
Mm-hmm. And how did you come up with this idea?
Link Up is a program of Carnegie Hall. And it's been, I think, in production for 12 years or so. Sinfonia has done it for 10. Mm-hmm. This will be our 10th year. And it culminates with these kids learning music history, music theory, how to read music, how to write music, and they learn to play recorders. And so it culminates with them coming to perform live on their recorder with Sinfonia Gulf Coast, which if you've ever heard 2,000 recorders playing at the same time, it's literally a sound only a mother can love.
Okay, yeah.
And it's just been a really great experience to impact all of these kids each year.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, we have rehearsal for our Paint the Music program, which is in partnership with Maddie Kelly, even before I was fortunate to take over Maddie Kelly Arts Foundation. And it's a music and art melding.
Mm-hmm.
So kids get these excerpts of music that they visually interpret onto paper. So it's great to see like what they think music sounds like on paper. And then they come to the concert and hear those excerpts live with the orchestra. This year we're doing something different. It's called Beethoven Lives Upstairs.
Yeah.
And it's a theater group that does this musical theater take on the life of Beethoven.
Mm.
And it has 30 excerpts of his music, and the kids will get to hear that.
Wow. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know that you do so much good for the arts and the kids. That doesn't seem as, I mean, I know you market it and everything, but it's always good to keep telling that story. Because then, wasn't it a couple years ago, you had also given equipment?
Mm-hmm.
You've given instruments.
We were fortunate to receive the Impact 100 grant.
Yeah.
And I think it was a little over $100,000. And we gave each of the middle schools in Okaloosa and Walton County new instruments. They sent us their wish lists, and we were able to grant as many as we could per school. And they'll see those in use for many years to come.
Right.
I went to Bruner Middle School in Fort Walton Beach. And I know for a fact that they're still using instruments from when I was in school there, which were at that point hand-me-downs from some of the high schools. And so these instruments have to have a shelf life of 50 years.
Wow.
They don't.
Yeah.
But they're making them work.
Right.
And so we thought it was important to be able to give back and help out with that. And also that came with Sinfonia musicians going into schools and teaching all these kids
amazing.
How to play the instruments, how to take care of them. And it was fun. Just
that's
fun.
tremendous good works and pouring back into the community, the same community that you came up in. When you were coming up in the educational system, you're obviously very well accomplished, very smart, know what you're doing, musically inclined. Did you have a good educational system experience?
We did. I mean, okay. And I think to this day, Okaloosa County and Walton County have some of the best public schools, period. I started music late, actually. I didn't start when I was young. At the end of sixth grade, the middle school band directors came around and asked everybody, you know, they did a musical cognitive test. And I think they passed everybody because they wanted them to be in band, mm-hmm. of course. But, you know, you get your letter. It says, little Johnny is really good mm-hmm. at this music thing. So please bring him to the musical petting zoo and he can try out an instrument. So I did that and settled on clarinet. And so I didn't really start getting serious about music until way later.
Really?
And it wasn't until I got into high school that I said this could be something that I could do as a career.
And you play other instruments besides too, right?
I can play them all badly. Okay. We had to learn those in college methods class. But clarinet was my main and what I went to college on. And
then conducting an orchestra. I just don't know, like, how do you train to learn how to be a conductor, which seems like, in this moment in time, like one of the last bastions of like very prestigious civility.
Well, thank you for that. No one's ever explained it quite so eloquently. Yeah. But I mean, I just learned.
You did.
I just wanted to learn. So I learned on my own.
Okay.
I didn't major. I didn't study it really in undergrad. It wasn't until the very end of undergrad where I really started getting more interested in conducting. Mm-hmm. I kind of always knew I wanted to conduct because I just loved the conducting an orchestra or a band. There's no other feeling like it.
I bet.
So it's totally organic if you want to do it, and you have to really want to do it. So I did my undergrad in clarinet performance and music education, mm-hmm. and then my master's was in orchestral conducting.
Okay, so you did have your training mm-hmm. and your master's. Yeah, I love seeing you conduct. I know, when's the last time you performed your conductorship?
Christmas. We did the doo-wop project for our holiday pops. Mm-hmm. They were fun.
Yeah. I always love seeing you up there. So super impressed with that. And then how many years ago is it now? Symphonia is...
This is our 17th season.
17th season, mm-hmm. which is... And you're still at it and still doing it and all the places that you've gone.
It's like a big, long Dr. Seuss book.
It's a very big, long book for sure.
And you've been along on a lot of that,
I've been
along
on some of it. You've
In fact, Jerry doesn't like it when we meet alone because...
No, he does not.
It ends up costing him money.
And yes, it costs... Yeah, sometimes it costs Jerry a lot of money. Like the time when you were having your 10-year anniversary and you wanted to do something super cool. And
that was so much fun.
That was so much fun. And so we sat in my office with your dog and my dog. We're mm-hmm. both in the office for a couple of hours. And then somehow, how did we come upon, like, you were booking Kristen Chenoweth?
Yeah, Kristen was our 10th anniversary gala artist. And I think I said or you said we need to do like a pull out Vanity Fair type spread.
Yes, so that it got folds.
And get like all the people who were involved with Symphonia up to that time. So we settled on Kristen. She agreed to do the cover. You reached out to Christian Siriano and he provided the gowns for all the ladies. Mm-hmm. And then
Morgan,
Jamie Bernstein, Leonard Bernstein's daughter, which
very
is
cool.
Awesome. Kate from our orchestra, our violinist from the orchestra.
Julia
Bullock, who is at that point was a rising singer, young singer. Now she's a megastar all over the place. She's one of the artist partners with the San Francisco Symphony now. Mm-hmm. Just had a baby.
Wow. I didn't know.
Lives in Berlin with her husband. And yeah, we did that. Chris Brubeck too. Mm-hmm. He and I
were the
token dudes mm-hmm. on the cover.
Yes. And so for the listeners there, that was our photo shoot. It was an all day photo shoot at the United Palace Theater in Harlem.
Way up there.
And
beautiful theater.
And your friend was somehow the conductor, Eric.
My friend Eric Ochsner was on the board. I don't know if he's still on the board, but he was on the board of the theater.
Yeah.
And it was an old movie theater.
Yeah.
And that's where they showed all the black and white films and
it was very old Hollywood.
Very glamorous, very art deco.
Yeah.
Perfect for this crazy shoot that.
Mm-hmm. And we filmed it, and then we did this massive photo shoot with Carlo Pieroni.
He was an artist in his own right.
He
for sure.
is an artist in his own right, and he made everybody just look amazing, and it was so fun. It was very hard to do that, we did. But we did pull it off. And then,
since then, Jerry has not let us have meetings by herself.
That's probably true. And then Kristen came down the magazine was coming off the press when Kristen showed up, and we were able to bring it that night. And then she performed, and it was just some full circle, wonderful experience, once in a lifetime experience. And
for sure. And she was so lovely.
She was.
So easy to work with. To this day, she was probably the easy, not of that caliber, but the easiest artist we've ever worked with on any level, from our young beginners.
Right.
Who are fresh out of college, who we try to give, you know, exposure to the top of the top. I mean, she was just easy.
Delightful.
She just needed her Diet Coke from Whataburger.
Right. Well, I think you might remember this. I'm not sure, but her handlers, her agents and PR folks and everything said that she could only be there for like an hour and a half, and she wasn't going to be there any longer. So we only had a short window of time. But then I noticed well, it's an hour past that she was supposed to be here, and then it was another hour past. And so I went up to her manager and I said, oh, I'm so glad she's still here, but why is she here 2 hours longer? And she said, because she's comfortable and she's having fun.
Mm-hmm. And that, remember that day she woke up and had a horrible vertigo?
Yes. Yes. And she didn't feel well. So that was just amazing too, that we got to keep her there longer. And those photos of her looked amazing, and you and everybody. And I love Morgan.
And Morgan jokes, because the picture of Morgan and I, which ended up being our Sinfonia program cover, because you guys transitioned the whole thing into our program, Morgan refers to it as our engagement photo.
Yes. And so we got to take another engagement photo of you Saturday night when she came back and performed Judy Garland tribute. And she looked amazing, sounded amazing.
She, you know, the testament to artists like Morgan James, aside from her being incredible, she came in as a replacement for the original vocalist that debuted the show, who the show was basically written for, Jessica Bosk, who was also is also a wonderful Broadway singer.
Mm-hmm.
And she learned 19 songs, a script, and did all of this in less than a month, and had vocal rehearsals with the music director in New York, which is handy that they're all in New York.
Right.
And did it effortlessly and flawlessly.
Mm-hmm. Because she's a professional.
And she looks incredible.
She does look incredible.
And she sounds incredible. There's no other voice like Morgan James.
There isn't.
The best one-liner on Morgan's voice is a line from the New York Times, and I can't remember the reporter.
Uh-huh.
It's this, you see this beautiful white woman on stage, and when she opens her mouth, Aretha Franklin pops out.
Well, that's accurate.
And that is the best way to describe Morgan James.
Yes. Well, she also was the only white performer in Motown.
The musical. Tina Marie.
Tina Marie, yep. And she did a great job with that. And she could hold her own. She had good chops to hold her own with that group of people that were pretty fierce.
And that's where she met Berry Gordy. And he became her mentor.
Right.
And that's where the Epic Records deal came from.
Right.
And to this day, they're still very good friends, very close, and speak on a regular basis. Uh-huh. So how cool is it to have Berry Gordy as your mentor?
Pretty cool. And then I wanted to go. We were up in New York, and then you called Morgan, and Jerry and I got tickets to go in there, and we got to see her. And I'm like, you know, I mean, I just like—
It's crazy.
With this interview, this conversation that we're having too, I just want to get a little bit more out about how your tentacles, you know, spread far and wide. About 12 years ago, you told me, oh, I'm going to be doing this thing at the Boston Symphony. We happened to be up there visiting my parents, and I said, can I come? You got us tickets to go into that, and that was amazing.
That was fun. That was with the group Time for Three, and they were performing Chris Brubeck's piece with the orchestra.
Chris was there.
And Chris was there, so you got to meet Chris Brubeck, not knowing who the heck he was.
Yeah.
Until I told you, and you're like, oh, well, he's kind of important.
Right.
I said, well, he's Chris Brubeck.
Yeah, very important. You know? And then, fast forward, 5 years later, and he's in our shoot at United Palace Theater. So you're just bringing talent in from all over, and then you've you know, I don't know, you have like the red eye going out to Napa quite often, right? I don't know if you do that as much as you used to.
I am.
And then you're doing some, you know, didn't you get Kristen to sing out there at the festival?
Yeah, Kristen has done a few concerts out there with them now. Yeah. And, you know, doing all these things, I've been fortunate to be able to work with amazing organizations. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I think helps keeping Sinfonia relevant and up to date and the ability to present all these incredible artists is just being out there and doing it. Mm-hmm. You know, being able to go, I mean, I feel super fortunate that this is my job. I'm
right.
able to go
right.
and basically talent scout and like get to see all these things.
Yes.
And that's how you don't meet these artists by not going and seeing and doing right. what they do. And so the cool flip side to that is I've been able to, you know, have some really great friendships with them. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Morgan came as a last minute replacement for Christian Noel, who's a super talented Broadway singer. She got sick and she came in for our 2012 Holiday Pops. And Morgan was literally flown in that morning because wow. she could not travel. Christian couldn't. And so that's how Morgan and I met.
Wow.
And
the rest is
I'm
history.
Like, why haven't I heard of you? Like, mm-hmm. And it turned out that I did. Mm-hmm. I knew who she was, but I didn't know who she was mm-hmm. because when I went and saw the Addams Family on Broadway with, she starred opposite Nathan Lane and Bebe Neuwirth. She mm-hmm. was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. She was Wednesday?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. And so how long was that run? Like, was that?
I think she was in it for almost a year, and that wow. was in like 2008, yeah. 9, 10.
Oh, that time is frame. So cool.
She was just out of college. And that was her like big mm-hmm. Broadway debut. Mm-hmm. She'd been in other things since. And then, of course, Motown the Music. Mm-hmm. Motown the Musical was mm-hmm. her latest. And, you know, we had this conversation. I said, are you going to go back to Broadway? And she said, it'd have to be for the right thing. Mm-hmm. And so I think at this point, you know, she's a little mm-hmm. older and wiser, as we all are. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, her voice has just continues to get better and better.
It does. If that's even possible.
And people said that. They said, you know, you remember when Morgan first came here to do the cabaret?
Yeah.
And that was 2013, 14, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm-hmm. And we have noticed the evolution mm-hmm. of her voice mm-hmm. and it is a
the
force.
Range is.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Yeah. It's.
Her voice is stupid. And I mean that in the most.
In the best
highest,
way.
The highest accolade possible. It's just stupid.
I agree.
You can't.
I so agree.
You can't replicate it.
I know. And then because of that photo shoot that we were talking about at the United Palace Theater, that's where Morgan and Kristen Chenoweth met. And then Kristen invited her to do that.
On her Broadway show.
Her Broadway show.
For the girls.
That was very.
And so that was very nice.
Very
and
nice.
Very important and special for Morgan. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just, you know, some of my friends jokingly call me Mr. Connect the Dots. Mm-hmm. And it's not like I'm trying to. It's
right.
just.
Right.
Being in the right place at the right time is a lot of it. Yeah. Luck certainly factors into it. Talent also factors in, as you know. Mm-hmm. But it's important to be able to have this caliber of artists yeah. come
oh my gosh.
To Sinfonia. And the caliber that people don't even know them. Like, look what we did with Pink Martini. Nobody knew who Pink Martini was.
That was one of the best things I've ever
seen. And now Pink Martini is a household name. Yeah. Not because I brought them to Florida, right. but nobody here knew who
yeah,
they were.
But you saw that they were relevant and amazing mm-hmm. and cutting edge before the rest of the world did. So that shows
certainly
you.
Down here.
Yeah.
Maybe not the rest of the world, but they were still relatively new to the scene in general.
Yeah, they were very cool.
And we had them twice, and people love them. And mm-hmm. they still ask about Pink Martini.
Yeah, well.
You know, and on the flip side with Maddie Kelly, mm-hmm. When I took over Maddie Kelly Arts Foundation at the end of 2020, mm-hmm. they have a 10-week concert series. And it was, you know, more of a local type thing. Nothing wrong with that. But I think everybody was ready for a change in trying to spice yeah. up and beef up the roster and the list. And so we've done that. You know, this year we're starting the season April 20th with Postmodern Jukebox. Mm-hmm. And so that's huge.
Love that.
Because,
that's
I mean,
huge.
Their YouTube reach is in the billions.
I know. Well, that's
billions.
Very cool.
And tickets are on sale and we've already sold
wow.
many tickets.
What date is that?
April 20th. Okay. And then it's 10 weeks, every Thursday from then.
Wow.
So Morgan's coming back to do her Memphis Soul
yeah.
Concert, which is all her original music mm-hmm. that
I know
she had orchestrated. Mm-hmm. So have... full orchestra, and mm-hmm. she's bringing Ryan Shaw, who's an amazing mm-hmm. vocalist, to sing with her. We've got just some really fun things for a take on Cinco de Mayo. We've got Ozamali, which is an amazing Latin pop fusion band from LA, mm-hmm. coming. They're incredible. I worked with them in Napa
ah.
and booked them for an event out there. And then, you know, Yacht Rock Review, which everybody loves, mm-hmm. and I think they're going to become an annual staple because people just keep saying they have to come back and back every year. And then we're closing the season with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, which is a fun, you know, group for those of you who remember them from their big time fame in the early 2000s. And so it's just a nice mix. And we have some local bands that are performing and we have some regional bands that are performing. And it's just a good circuit of concerts and people love them. And yeah. we've already sold out of all the tables and there's a waiting list. And it's just a great thing to see something like that evolve.
Mm. Congratulations.
And well, thanks. Yeah. But with Maddie Kelly also, the biggest product, if you will, is our arts reach. Mm-hmm. And that is bringing all the arts into the schools, into the communities. And one of our biggest programs that people don't even know about, I didn't even know really about it until I took over, is called Warrior Arts. Mm-hmm. And it's working with all the vet centers in the 3-county area, Bay County, Walton County, Okaloosa County. And it serves through the arts, through art therapies and creating art, PTSD, veterans, active duty, their spouses. Mm-hmm. There's a special program for spouses in particular, especially those who may have had some abuse or some other issues or PTSD as a result from them serving or their spouse serving. Mm-hmm. And so that's a hugely important area. That's, you know, education isn't just in the classroom. Education is everywhere.
Right.
And the outreach opportunities are so super important to the whole community.
Yeah. Wow. So with all that, which is, you know, incredibly impressive and you're really giving back. What haven't you done that you want to do?
Oh, lots of things. Like huge what? List.
Okay.
I mean, in terms of like what?
Well, anything.
Like personally, I still need to like, you know, vacuum upstairs and do things that I haven't been able to get to for weeks. Uh-huh. But, you know, on a professional level, I mean, there's always, I think you, if you've done everything, then you don't have, there's no ambition left.
And right. So agreed.
There's a lot of, so many things, you know, in terms of Sinfonia, we need a home. We need a physical home. And that will be something down the pipeline soon with the property, the Maddie Kelly property, because we have multiple acres that Maddie's dream was to build an art center and to build a proper amphitheater and to build an art gallery and to have all this for the community. Mm-hmm. And so that's the next direction. So that'll be sort of my third full-time job.
Right.
Doing that with, you know, lapsing into the capital campaign and creating this, bringing her vision to life, basically. Mm-hmm. It's time.
It's exciting.
And it is time. Mm-hmm. And so that's the biggest thing for Sinfonia. Sinfonia needs a home to match its already incredible artistic caliber. Mm-hmm. You know, continuing to expand both organizations, you know, the reason I can do both of these things, because everybody, even like you, everybody asks, how are you running two organizations? Well, I have an amazing staff at both. And so that is really the only way that that happens.
You do.
And so, you know, Deb Nisley has been with Maddie Kelly since 1998.
Yeah.
Or 1999.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have great staff there. Melanie, our education director, is super qualified in so many arenas. She created the Warrior Arts Program. Mm. She's a teacher herself, so she knows what it takes to delve into that whole realm.
Curriculum. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Beth Clavier, our director of events for Sinfonia, who's also doing production work now for Maddie Kelly. So I'm getting the best of both worlds by having her involved. She was with Universal Studios for 15 years in production and management. Mm. So you can't, you can't just find somebody off the street like
Correct.
That.
Right. That's amazing. Yeah. It's kind of like the economies of scale or like you're able to like meld it all together. And that's like really kind of a no brainer. It was a great, I think it was a great segue for you and for them.
What happened over bourbon?
Oh, well, that's the best. So
there, several of their board members were doing a search for their new, to replace Marsha Hall, who'd been their CEO for 23 years. Mm-hmm. And they started Happy Hour and said, we need someone like Demetrius who can run this and
it's amazing.
And do this. And, but you know, where are we going to find this? And I think after the third round, one of them just said, we need Demetrius. And when they asked me, I was like, you're crazy. I was like, what are you coming to me? What are you talking about? I literally said, were you drinking when you discussed this? And they said, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so the more I thought about it, I'm like,
why not?
This kind of makes sense.
It does. It does. I remember you said, oh, let's go to lunch. I have something to tell you. It's really big. And then like we never had lunch. And then I see some announcement like 2 weeks later that you're assuming this other job too. I go, oh, that must be what he wanted to talk to me about. That was lunch. Oh my gosh. Well,
but now when I ask you to lunch and you can't go, you say, but if there's anything important, just tell me now.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'll be seeing you for lunch Thursday for sure at Bijou and for the kickoff of Crescendo. I do love that lunch, by the way.
It's fun.
I always love that lunch.
All the ladies love it. It's sort of a 1 month alert to get it together for the main event.
Correct.
And, you know, this year's theme is Ebony and Ivory.
Yeah.
And so it's going to be a really fun and festive time, as always, at the Hilton.
Yes, as always. Yeah.
And it's our largest fundraiser each year, and it benefits all of what Symphonia does in the community.
Right.
And
which
so
is a lot.
Why not support something and have fun at the same time?
Right. Excellent. Well, my hat's off to you. Well,
thank you.
So impressed. Kudos to you and our community for having you. And I can't wait to see what else happens. I'm sure it's just going to continue to get, you know, wilder and wilder in the best of ways.
Well, let's hope.
Okay. I'm sure.
Let's hope.
I feel confident about it.
Thank you to the community, too, because we can't do what we do without the support of so many people, companies, businesses, patrons, you, media. It takes a village.
Yes, that's the theme of today, actually. It's been said a few times. Well, thank you, Demetrius.
Thank you.
Everybody, I hope you enjoyed this interview. Demetrius Fuller, an amazing guy who's done incredible work in his young, very talented life. Hope you have a good day, everybody. Thank you for listening and watching. Bye-bye.